being fulfilled at a rapid pace, the center stage is set for the soon appearance of the Antichrist. Among the most frightening preparations are those taking place to usher in 666, the mark of the beast. And if you think 666, the mark of the beast, is far away, what you're about to hear will shock you, but it has been carefully researched and documented. The Bible prophesies of a seven-year period called the Great Tribulation. It will be a time of unheard-of destruction and suffering. Jesus Christ says in Matthew chapter 24, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, nor ever shall be." During this terrifying time, the world will be controlled by a powerful and evil world leader the Bible calls the Antichrist. In the last few years, the world has taken on a new form. As the Berlin Wall came crashing down, the reunification of Germany, the United States of Europe, and the end of the Cold War, and as never before in history, world leaders begin calling for a new world order, and the center stage is set for the soon appearance of the Antichrist. Jordan's King Hussein declared recently, quote, "It seems the world is headed for a single dictatorship," end quote. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18 reads, "And he calls us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Just how near is Revelation chapter 13? Omni Magazine, June 1991, made this surprising statement, quote, "Cash and credit cards will soon be obsolete," end quote. Information Week, October 11, 1993, boldly trumpeted on its cover, quote, "The cashless society, it's in the cards." The article dogmatically stated, quote, "Bet your bottom dollar, the United States is becoming a cashless society," end quote. The fastest growing movement in the financial world is smart cards. Smart cards, which resemble ordinary credit cards, contain tiny computer chips capable of storing data such as bank accounts, medical information. Already widely used in Japan and Europe, according to Information Week, quote, "By next year, cards will be used to pay for health care and insurance, to receive government benefits, and to buy items in vending machines." Newsweek magazine, July the 31st, 1989, said smart cards, quote, "may make the old science fiction notion of a cashless society real." And they're not kidding. A pilot program is already being tested at the Marine Corps' Parris Island training base in South Carolina. And according to Newsweek, quote, "On payday, recruits receive smart cards rather than cash. When a Marine makes a purchase on base, he plugs the card into a small terminal and the sum is automatically deducted from his pay." Newsweek says, quote, "The base is in fact a cashless economy. Even the telephones take smart cards," end quote. The Birmingham News, August the 24th, 1993's report on smart cards said, quote, "Before long you'll use this electronic check to pay for groceries, gasoline, taxes, stamps, fast food, in virtually any business where you now use checks or cash," end quote. Robert McKinley, president of Ram Research Corporation, says, quote, "You've heard about the cashless society? Well, it may finally be on its way," end quote. Info Security News, September-October of 93, writes, quote, "An extraordinary effort is now underway to build an infrastructure for large-scale use of smart cards in electronic data interchange, national health care systems, financial transaction systems, and interactive home services," end quote. Pilot programs utilizing smart cards are already being tested in Minnesota, New Jersey, Iowa, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Dayton, Ohio. And according to Lawrence Rudman, USDA Director of Public Affairs, quote, "It's only a matter of time before all federal programs are brought into compliance," end quote. But that's not all. U.S. News and World Report told of a frightening reason for smart cards. Quote, "To keep closer watch on individuals, engineers have devised a forgery-proof national identity card, the smart card," end quote. President Clinton has repeatedly, on national television, held up before the American people the national health care card. And for the very first time in history, every man, woman, and child will be numbered and required to carry a card. No exceptions, no excuses. Everybody. In the book, Putting People First, by President Clinton, outlining the Clinton agenda on page 22, reads, quote, "All Americans will carry smart cards," end quote. An article in Investor's Business Daily, November the 16th, 1993, titled "The Dark Side of Health Reform," stated, quote, "Privacy rights advocates are also concerned that the health ID card would end up being used by government for far more than just determination of health benefits," end quote. Make no mistake about it, friend. A sinister plan is being carefully carried out by an unseen but very real hand. The major concern of the smart card is security. Credit card fraud costs over $1 billion a year. And if you think we've got problems with credit card fraud, what do you think will happen when your financial, health care, identification, everything smart card is stolen? A side article in Information Week asks the $10 million question, what if a thief swipes your card? InfoSecurity also asks, quote, "The standard question is, what happens if a user forgets his smart card?" End quote. Friend, the answer is obvious. It's going to have to be permanently attached to the individual. Automatic ID News, March 1992, says, quote, "Automatic identification plays an important role in the emerging cashless society." Automatic ID News, September of 1990, says, quote, "The fastest growing segment in the access control market is biometric sensors. These devices identify people by fingerprints, retina patterns, and other body-based methods," end quote. Already in Spain, dogs and cats are required by law to have microchip implants injected into their skin. The system is also in use in the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, Great Britain, Belgium, Ireland, New York City, and California. And to stop baby swapping and kidnapping, its use is already being considered for use in identifying children. Make no mistake about it, friend. 666 is coming. In 1991, while America's attention was absorbed in the Gulf War crisis, the House silently passed a little-known bill called the Federal Telecommunications System 2000, or FTS 2000. At a cost of over $25 billion, it is the single largest money appropriation in United States history. FTS 2000 requires by law all computer and phone lines connected via high-tech computer network. According to a published study of FTS 2000 by Craig Hewlett of Casey & Associates, quote, "The system is quite real. There is no question that once it is in place, one will neither buy nor sell without being very much a part of the system," end quote. Friend, what do you think President Clinton was referring to in his State of the Union address on January the 25th, 1994, when he said, quote, "We must also work with the private sector to connect every classroom, every clinic, every library, every hospital in America into a national information superhighway by the year 2000, end quote.
Must also work with the private sector to connect every classroom, every clinic, every library, every hospital in America into a national information superhighway by the year 2000.
How serious are they? In the book Creating a Government That Works Better and Costs Less by Vice President Al Gore, Vice President Gore on page 114 calls for, quote, the rapid development of a nationwide system to deliver government benefits electronically and develop an implementation plan for electronic benefits transfer by March 1994, end quote. According to Vice President Gore, the process is well underway. On page 114, it reads, quote, there are already test sites in Iowa, Minnesota, New Mexico, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Wyoming, end quote. In 1974, a strange new mark began appearing on our products. Until today, virtually every product is now marked with that familiar UPC barcode. And there are three embedded numbers on every UPC barcode. And what are the three hidden numbers? You guessed it, 666. Something else has mysteriously appeared. In the last few years, some UPC codes have appeared with additional boxes underneath the barcode. And beside the boxes are two letters, the letter F and the letter H. And according to researchers, they stand for forehead or hand, and the purchaser must have the required mark in their forehead or hand before purchasing. You say it'll never happen. Friends, some are already out. I have copies of them. One party moving rapidly in barcode identification is the federal government. Automatic ID News of April 1991 says, quote, everything that is being used in the military system has been or will be marked with a barcode. Even down to individual soldier, everyone gets a barcode, end quote. At least 15 high schools in New York City are participating in a pilot program using barcoded identification in scanners to, quote, keep careful tabs on the students. Esquire magazine asked the obvious question, quote, will we all be tagged in the end, end quote. In 1935, the Social Security program was enacted as a simple retirement system to be funded by payroll contributions. But in 1974, that all changed. The Senate Finance Committee voted to issue a Social Security card to every child entering the first grade. Time magazine of March the 13th, 1972, commenting on the action, said, quote, such a system would further enable the government to amass information on citizens and store it in a central computer under a single identification number, end quote. Then in 1989, a law was passed that every child over 2 years of age must have a Social Security number to qualify as a dependent on tax returns. Now a program has been implemented that when the baby is born, the hospital will automatically apply for the Social Security number. The name of the program? Enumeration at birth. To enumerate means to assign a number. The government is establishing a universal identification number. Perhaps you miss a fascinating news item. According to hundreds of reports from Florida to Washington, some Social Security checks were accidentally mailed to recipients that required an unusual processing for cashing, to say the least. The instructional paragraph on these particular checks read that the party cashing the check must have the proper identification mark in their right hand or forehead. Without it, the check could not be cashed. The Social Security Administration's response was simple. They were sent out too soon. Make no mistake about it, friend. 666 is right around the corner. An amazing fulfillment of prophecy is presently taking place. The merger of the European Community. According to the Bible, students, this incredible political economic development is nothing less than the revival of the once great Roman Empire prophesied in Daniel. The Bible teaches the Antichrist will head up this 10-nation revised Roman Empire, and on January the 1st, 1993, the revised Roman Empire officially began, called the United States of Europe. The Wichita Eagle described its uncanny birth, quote, "Since the fall of the Roman Empire, there has been the dream of a unified Europe. We are seeing a brand new Roman Empire reconstructed," end quote. The Bible also refers to the revised Roman Empire as Babylon. Babylon began in Genesis chapter 11 when Nimrod tried to reach heaven and bring in a one-world government with the Tower of Babel, which God destroyed. The official poster for the United States of Europe is amazing. Believe it or not, but it actually portrays the United States of Europe as the Tower of Babel, with 12 stars representing the current 12 nations of the United States of Europe. And if that weren't enough, the 12 stars are not ordinary stars, but upside-down pentagrams, which just happens to be the universal symbol for Satanism found on the cover of the Satanic Bible. Just how near are we to 666? Standardization News, February 1990, told of some unbelievable developments. It seems the European community has decided to utilize an identification mark. Page 30 of the report reads, quote, "One cannot market or sell a product unless it has the EC mark," end quote. Revelation chapter 13, verse 17 reads almost identical. "And that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark." 2,000 years ago, the Bible foretold of these incredible events, and they are being fulfilled before your very eyes to the smallest detail. The Bible also prophesies of an event before the Great Tribulation called the Rapture, when the Lord Jesus Christ will call out our rapture, all the truly saved people, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and many other places. One day, one night, friend, very soon, millions of people around the globe will suddenly disappear. Loved ones, friends, children, spouses, neighbors will suddenly vanish, and chaos and fear will plague the streets. And as much as you'd like to disbelieve it and ignore it, it will happen, friend, and it will happen very, very soon. To think what is happening around the globe is coincidence or accident is simply impossible. Friend, it is happening, and it is for real. To realize just how near we are to the rapture, friend, 666, the mark of the beast, is not even initiated until the middle of the tribulation, and yet we're knocking at the door to 666. Friend, are you ready for the rapture? The hour is very late. Have you ever been saved? Friend, you do not want to miss the rapture. The time of the tribulation will be beyond anything imaginable. Think of the horror when evil will completely take over and the world will be controlled by Satan himself. And friend, it will happen, and it will happen very, very soon. Billy Graham, in his book Storm Warning, on page 66, makes this warning, quote, "There is something ominous in the air, and I am intrigued by both the horror and hope of what lies just ahead," end quote. Friend, do not miss the rapture. Revelation chapter 9, verse 6 describes the horror, "And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them." Friend, if you've never been saved, don't wait another minute. You can be saved this very minute over this telephone. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 44, "Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh." Friend, are you ready? It's simple to be saved. Know that you're a sinner. Know that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for your sins. And the best way you know how, you simply trust Him and Him alone as your personal Savior. It's this simple. Pray this prayer and mean it with all your heart. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and unless you save me, I'm lost forever. I thank you for dying for me on Calvary, and I come to you now, Lord, the best way I know how, and ask you to save me. I now receive you as my personal Savior. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.